News. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden's unveiled a new proposal for changes at the U.S. Supreme Court, calling on Congress to establish term limits and a code of ethics that can be enforced. He gave a preview last week.
I'm going to call for Supreme Court reform because this is critical to our democracy. Supreme Court reform.
The president's also asking Congress to ratify a constitutional amendment to limit presidential immunity, but those measures are not expected to receive passage. Iowa's strict new abortion law is now enforced today, banning most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's before many women even know they've conceived. In Northern California, hundreds of people remain in evacuation shelters with the Park Fire burning thousands of acres in Butte County. This fire meteorologist at Colorado State, Benjamin Hatchett, says controlled burns need to be considered like they do in the Midwest and Texas.
Accept and embrace the use of fire on our terms. Otherwise, we're going to get fire on the fire's terms, which is like what we're seeing right now.
The United States is cautioning Israel against escalation with Hezbollah as Israel measures a response to that rocket attack from Lebanon over the weekend. More from our Karen Chamas.
Israeli strikes killed at least two people in southern Lebanon. The report came as Israel mulls its response to a rocket attack from Lebanon over the weekend that killed 12 Druze children.
There's calm in Venezuela's capital a day after incumbent President Nicolas Maduro and his opposition opponent have both claimed victory in the presidential election. Canada's appealed being docked 6 points by FIFA in that drone spying scandal at the Paris Olympics. A verdict is expected hours before the team plays on Wednesday. This is AP News. Stocks have been drifting.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting in mixed trading on Wall Street ahead of a week full of earnings reports from the market's most influential companies and a Federal Reserve meeting on interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its first back-to-back weekly losses since April. The Dow was down 41 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.5% higher. Abbott Laboratories fell 4.3%. Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, report their results later in the week. Seth Zutel, New York.
McDonald's is chewing on a weak sales report for the second quarter as increasingly value-conscious customers in the U.S., China, and other countries are paying fewer visits to McDonald's restaurants. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.